Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, and in the studio now is a young lady who in the last year scored a 3x platinum selling number one single and a top 5 album. What You've Done to Me is a firm favourite and destined to become a classic here at Joy. There's a new single hitting the airwaves this week and it's set to be another massive hit. In my honest opinion. Since winning X Factor last year, her world has been turned upside down. Samantha Jade, welcome back to Joy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, 2009 was the first year as music director at Joy, and I remember a young lass who parted ways with Jive Records in the US sending me a beautiful glossy A4 PR pack for an independent release of a little track called Secret.
Yeah.
Now, those who followed your journey on X Factor learned a lot about where you were with your career and that you really thought you were done with music for a while.
Yeah.
Do you view those years differently now?
You know what? The only thing that's kind of different, I guess, is that I now understand why I had to go through that, you know, and now I do appreciate everything a lot more. At the time I would have been like, why is it not happening? But now I look back and I go, I'm glad I had those years actually, you know, and I'm glad that I am just so much more grateful than I ever would have been.
Okay. So what has been the most surprising aspect of the new adventure since X Factor?
Well, I think the getting recognised thing is weird, you know, like I'm still kind of not used to it. You know, people stare at you for a while and you're like, something on my face, is my hair sticking up, like what's going on here? And then you realise, oh my gosh, they're coming up and they're like, Sammy, oh my gosh, you know, hi. And it's like they know me because they watch you on TV, they feel like they know you. So that's part of it that's really different. I love that part of it. It's nice getting to meet your supporters.
Oh, well, why wouldn't you? I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, What You've Done to Me was released late last year with huge success.
Yeah.
Did that surprise you at all?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, for me, I'd been in the industry for a while and none of my songs had ever really cut through. So it was really, really nice to have people sing back lyrics of, you know, yours that you sing. And oh, it was so special. I hoped it would do well, but I didn't ever expect it would do that well.
And how well is just crazy well, like ridiculously well.
Yeah, I know. It's great.
Now, you've been hitting the promo duties this week and you're headed out to Fountain Gate in Melbourne's East this weekend.
Yes.
How are the crowds and the reactions out there?
So sweet. Melbourne people are very, very nice. They're very supportive of music and art and, you know, culture and I don't know, I think Australian music especially, because a lot of them came up to me and said, it's great to see good Aussie talent doing well, you know, which I thought was really, really nice. And I know as an Australian artist, it is hard. So that was really fun, really fun.
All right. And you weren't mobbed or anything. They were polite as well.
They were very polite. Yeah.
Good. We want to make sure that the Melbourneites look after you. So.
Oh, very much so. Yep.
Now, we are speaking with the X Factor 2012 winner, Samantha Jade, here on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
X Factor winner and pop star Samantha Jade is still in the studio with us here on Joy. What You've Done to Me was co-written by expat Tanya Doko, Swede Jorgen Ellefsen, who wrote all of Agnetha's latest album ABBA.
Okay, so, wow.
As well as the local DNA team in Sydney.
Yeah.
For the new single Firestarter, you've picked up some of the writing yourself.
Yeah.
Along with the DNA team.
Yes.
You're obviously pretty pleased with the way you worked with them earlier.
Yeah. You know, those guys, they're so talented. They're very humble. And we had worked together a few times and this one day we went into the studio and were like, we have to write the single today because we hadn't found it yet. And it was just like, it was my A&R was kind of on us and he was like, come on, we need the song. And it was just one of those days that we thought, let's just let go of everything that we're trying to write and just write a great song and just enjoy ourselves and have fun. And then Firestarter came out. So it was a good day.
Fantastic. So, co-writing Firestarter signals a return to that part of making music for you, writing.
Yeah.
what is the song all about?
You know what? It's about what gets your fire started. So it's about what makes you excited and happy, and, you know, it's just a party anthem. It's a big party anthem. It's like that song you put on when you're about to go out and get ready and, you know, you're having drinks at home before. It's that song that puts you in that great mood and you're like, now I'm ready to go.
All right. So the songwriting side of it, I know that you're a songwriter in earlier days. You've talked about that. Is that something you want to continue doing?
Definitely. I love songwriting. It's a totally different thing than singing and being on stage and all that, because songwriting is actually really personal and really a bit more of an introverted side of an artist, I think. But it's a part that I really, really love.
Who are your inspirations, past and present, in music right now?
Oh, well, I always just love Beyonce. I feel like she is just amazing. I think there's just nothing she can't do. She's beautiful looking. She works really hard. She's a brilliant singer. She dances like that. She songwrites, acts. She does it all. So I think she's a great inspiration for me, because it's kind of like, you know, you never work hard enough. You got to just keep working harder. You can always get better. So, yeah, she's probably my number one.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a pretty big idol to look up to. Now, Firestarter is unashamed dance pop.
Yes.
Which we love, of course, here at Joy. And how does Samantha Jade describe Samantha Jade's style these days?
I think definitely pop. I love pop music. I've always loved pop music, from Britney to Christina to Jessica Simpson to Mandy Moore. I love it all. I've always loved it. Samantha Mumba, you know, S Club 7. I love it. I do. I still love it.
I think you've just named everything on our playlist here at Joy.
No, it's my favourite stuff. I love it. I still love all those 90s pop. It's my favourite thing. And I think that there's no shame in doing pop music, and I love to bring pop music back in a big way.
Well, and that's the big thing. You've actually achieved that with what you've done to me already. That was a big, big pop song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is quite hard for Australian artists to do pop.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we seem to just gravitate towards all the American artists doing that stuff, or the UK artists to a lesser extent. But it's really hard for our local people to do it.
It is really hard. I've noticed that too, but I'm lucky enough to be, you know, having people like the songs, so that's good.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, what's on the agenda for the second half of 2013?
Well, there's a few projects that we're kind of looking at right now that are outside of music, which is really exciting, and then a tour at the end of the year, which is what I'm really excited about.
Okay, so the projects outside of music, are they all top secret? You can give us any hints?
I can't. Oh. They're top secret, but they're very exciting.
All right. And music, touring at the end of the year, between now and then, any chance of another album?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think the album's about 2 months away from being finished. We're still trying to find those last songs, you know, that just aren't there yet, and fix some songs and kind of clean it up a little bit. But we're not far off an album.
Okay. 12, 13 songs on an album. What sort of mix of styles are we to expect?
Well, you know, there's some like Firestarter, the kind of party anthem, feel good, pop, love, life songs. And then there's some pretty heart-wrenching ballads. And then there's some attitude-y kind of mid-tempos, which I love. So a bit of everything.
I was going to say, there's a bit of a salute there to your idol Beyonce in that mix.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic, fantastic. We've been speaking with Samantha Jade. Her hot new single, Firestarter, is out now. Samantha, thanks for joining us here today on Joy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.